This call may be recorded for quality assurance and record-keeping purposes.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Hello, Sunil.
Hi, Noel. It's Kara at the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, what's going on? I was actually going to email you in a little bit anyway. Are you on the line with the merchant?
Yeah, I'm trying to do Barrel Harbor. He says his name is spelled wrong on the checkout, and there's something about Celtic Bank on the checkout. I don't understand because I can't see his screen. I don't understand what he's referring
sure.
to. But
yeah.
he's
okay, yeah. So what I would say is, like, you know, if it's like, let me just take a look at the, just for the sake of speed, we can always change that kind of stuff after the fact, because if we have to, like, update the name, then it has to get re-underwritten from scratch. It's kind of annoying, to be honest, and to kind of go through the checks. Just say we can update that on the back end. But Celtic Bank, yes, that's because it's a Cali deal. That's where, excuse me, sorry about that. Because it's a Cali deal, we fund through Celtic Bank. So just let them know that because of higher regulation in California, same reason why we can't waive the O fee, is that we have Celtic Bank that funds a loan. They're, you know, a federal bank, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, he already has a loan through Celtic Bank, so I think he's going to be kind of pissed if I tell him that.
We know about that. We know about, just let them know, like, they have no issue. They know that it's not an issue because we're not funding. They're funding it. We're the servicer of the loan. So it's really, this is just more just for kind of state restrictions stuff on UCCs and other things like that.
No, I'm just saying because, like, he was annoyed when he found out we were broken into OnDeck. And I think when he finds out OnDeck's broken into Celtic, which he already could have gone to in the first place, I think he's going to be annoyed. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, do you want me to give him a call? I mean, if anything, I can tell you, we're not brokering it to Celtic. We are the ones that are still lending our money. It's just basically on paper. And I can explain it to him. If he has a mortgage, it's kind of similar. It's kind of like what you call white. Actually, you guys white label, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of similar, kind of, it's a thing, white labeling, at least for us. For our purposes, it's our money being used. So it's not us in order to broker, it had to have someone else kind of putting the money for it. This is our money that we're using. This is just, we're using them to file the loan and fund the loan, but then we buy back the loan, and it's on our balance sheet.
Yeah, can you call him? Because I think he's already lost
sure.
trust in me.
Oh, is it one of those? Okay. What's his best number?
It is 760-207-2995.
Okay, that's a different number than that. So 760-207-2995.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll give him a call, and then he knew about the reimbursed part of the fee as well, right?
Yeah, I told him that was going to be reimbursed.
Okay, cool. I mean, the reason why we can't reimburse it is because it's, you know, that's their fee. We pay it out of our own pocket, etc. Cool. All right, I'll give them a call right now and see if we can get this going from there.
Okay, thanks, Noel.
Cool. Talk to you in a bit.
Uh-huh. Bye.